This is an interesting Gemara here. The Gemara in Erev and Yud Gimel. Very famous Gemara. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shtei Shanim Umechetze, Nachleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There was a 2.5 year machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. 2.5 years they argued about this. Halalu Oimrim, Beis Shammai said, Noach Lola Adam Shlo Nivra, Yoser Misha Nivra. That a human being is better off not being created than being created. In other words, we would all be better off. We would have all been better off if we wouldn't have been created. What does that mean? Created, you know, all kinds of tzaras. All of a sudden you can do an avera, you can blow it. Like this, I was just a neshama in Shemayim, in heaven, you know. I was a neshama. And all of a sudden I'm created. Now I can blow the whole, I can lose the farm. You go in, taivas and yetzahara, and all kinds of decisions that have to be made. So Shammai says, he thinks that we would have been better off had we not been created to get altogether. Halalu Aymerim, but Hillel says, no. Noach lo adam shenivra yoser mishalo nivra. You're better off being created. Nimnu v'gamru, they argued it out, and they decided at the end, Noach lo adam shelo nivra yoser mishenivra, that the halach is, you're better off not being created than being created. And achshav shenivra yifashiv shemaisim. Now that you're created, you better be careful. Okay, that's nimnu v'gamru later. There's an essential machlokas, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether it's a good thing to be created or whether it's a bad thing to be created. So how do you understand this? Like what is the nekuda that they're arguing about? Why is this a machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Chakira, Shaila, why is this a machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Better to be created. Whereas Beis Hillel is pro-life.
That's the whole idea. Beis Hillel is pro-life, pro-mechadishing, pro-making anew. And Beis Shammai is more like just taking from before and just, yeah.
You hear it, right?
What?
You hear it.
Yeah.
Whereas according to Beis Hillel, the whole point is you need life. Without life, so what are you going to? Without life, there's no shleimus of Torah. There's no shleimus of Adam. There's no shleimus of Mesorah. There's no shleimus of anything unless it hits life. So how could you say that you're better off not being created, or better if there wasn't life? Life is the whole point of the whole of life is the point. You know, I always think to myself, just a little bit heretical, but. I always think to myself, like, imagine somebody, spends years and years in medical school and then in research and in laboratories trying to figure out and finally mastering how to cure malaria. You know, worked it out. It's to cure malaria. And finally gets, I know how to cure malaria. And then he gets a call, okay, you know, there's an urgent epidemic of in Biafra, you know, we need you there. Let's get on a plane, we'll fly you there. We need your talents, we need your ability, we need your energy, we need your intelligence. And the guy says, you kidding? I'm not going to go to Biafra, there's malaria over there. Why would I go to a place where there's malaria? So the pshat is that he's sitting and studying and understanding and researching and everything else, but if it never comes lemaisa, it's stupid. What is he doing with it? You have to wonder. I mean, okay, there's a virtue to learning Torah. This is why it's a little bit heretical. There's a virtue, certainly, of learning Torah. It's a virtue unto itself. But if a person is training for years and years and years to bring the Torah into this world, and then there's an opportunity to bring Torah into this world, what do you mean? I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to. There's no Torah there. You know, I remember when I first became, like years ago, talking about 30 years ago, 30 something years ago, you know, I first became a rabbi. Of a shul, saw a shul at the people were bickering, and you know, like, this guy's down for the Yama, that guy's down for the Yama, and you know, he got an Aliyah twice, and I only got an Aliyah once, and like a bigger, like almost like it felt like a ganemet. So I remember coming back here. I remember saying to Rav Scheinberg, I said, "He said, how's it going?" I said, "It's just terrible. I mean, these people are just like on such a low madrega, just fighting all the time and arguing all the time." So he says, "Well, what do you think they need you for? Like, if they would all be like perfect, beautiful people, so then you wouldn't have to. They wouldn't need a rav. The whole point of the rav is because they're missing something, and now you got to go and you got to give it to them. That's the whole point of the exercise. So to stay away from something because it offends what I've learned just makes no sense at all. That's the whole point of. And this is what Hillel is saying. It has to come down to earth, and therefore." It's better to be created. Obviously, is there problems with being created? Is there nisyonos? Is there an ability to make a wrong decision and mess it up? So I'm asking you, like, if a challenge comes your way, a business challenge, an ethical challenge comes your way, is the right thing to do to just pull away from it and say, this is, it's too dangerous, I might mess up?
Absolutely not.
Go for it. So that's it. Shabbai says, look, either you have a Masorah or you don't have a Masorah. There's nothing, if the whole point is that what's on top of me is more important than me, so why do I have to take a lower? Why do I have to take a lower, Shabbai says? But if the whole point is that it's got to reach the ground, so then of course you have to take a lower. So hence you have a Machlekes, Hillel and Shammai, if it's better to be created or if it's better not to be created.
Why do you like Shammai?
What?
Why do we go like Shammai?
Why do we?
Yeah.
No, so that's a good question. It wasn't that we go like Shammai. They just said that because the generation is not doing what they should be doing, at the end we're not doing it correctly. We're just floating through this world. So Nimnu v'Gomer, with this for us, it's better not to be created. But in essence, there's a Machlokes in space, a little bit Shammai.
What do you mean by doing things with Maisa? I said, like, that it has to come from Maisa in the perspective of like Torah.
What I mean is that if it doesn't come to the point of actual doing, practical, that's the word. If it doesn't come to a if a din doesn't come to a practical point, then the din, not only is the din useless, but it's not fully developed, it's not understood.
That's what the Maisa means? Like,
that's what the Maisa means. Yeah. Tachlis. Tachlis. So let me take it a step deeper. It's a new Havana, by the way, in Beis Hillel v'Shammai. It's a new Havana, but let's understand what he really, here's another Machlokes in Beis Hillel v'Shammai. By the way, I believe I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm not smart enough to do it b'chlal, but I believe you could go through every single Machlokes Beis Hillel v'Shammai and Shas and understand it this way. I do believe that. I think you could test what I'm saying to you on any Machlokes Beis Hillel v'Shammai. Period. Just think about it for a few minutes.
What about the ones with Pasuk Beis Hillel v'Shammai?
Yeah, because sometimes,
Masorah.
Yeah, sometimes it has to do with Masorah.
Or maybe the logic of the Masorah was more correct than Yisrael.
Or some things were not meant to come all the way down to earth. There is such a.
All the times that we possibly like Shammai is because at the end of the Gemara we hold like Shammai for logical reasons.
That's true too.
The logic of the Masorah turned out to be in that case be proven even on earth.
So that's a good shot. Yeah.
Balabatish.
No, it's not so Balabatish, actually. In other words, sometimes Shammai, it's not that the Shammai or Beis Shammai were imbeciles. They were just as smart as Beis Hillel.
Also, would that imply that every time we've been passing on Beis Shammai, the story was wrong? Or is less logical?
It means that Nitzchuni, the Gemara says, I'm going to learn it with you next week, Nitzchuni Banai, that it's come to a point in Halacha, we'll learn next week in the Machlokes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, it's come to a point in Halacha where even if the logic is, even if the Masorah is wrong, there's a real Masorah, the logic says differently, we go with the Masorah. Because that's the way Torah works. We go with the Beis Hillel. Halacha ke Beis Hillel means we go with the earth. Artsy.
Worldly.
Practical. Lamaisa. See, here's an interesting thing.
Everyone nowadays doesn't have that view. People don't know how to do nowadays.
That's correct. I agree with you. We're trying to change that. Help me. Join me.
Absolutely.
Needs 10 good men. We're going to fix the whole world. We're going to fix the whole world. I'm telling you, the world needs a fix.
Early minion.
So, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Beis Shammai had a minhag. Shammai himself had a minhag that as he would go through the week. It's another example. As he would go through the week, he would see a fish, say, "Oh, this is a nice fish. I'm going to buy it for Shabbos." And Achimatzah Cheres Toivei Menu. And until he found the fish that was a better fish than that fish, then he would eat the first fish, and the second fish would be L'Kavod Shabbos. Yotzalon, says the Gemara, came out that everything that Shammai bought was L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Right? Every time he saw a nice thing, I'm going to buy it for Shabbos. I got a better thing for Shabbos, okay, I'll eat that one. So he was only eating the leftovers from Shabbos, so he was starting from Sunday.
Wow.
Shabbat. It's beautiful, right? Everything is L'Kavod Shabbos. Hayoyim Yom Rishayim B'Shabbos, we say it, right? Hayoyim Yom Shayim B'Shabbos, Hayoyim Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. Every day is just, it's about Shabbos, about how do I get to Shabbos? So the whole week, Sheshes Yom Tazav L'Achtecha, Yom HaShvi, Shabbos, L'Hashem L'Kech, everything's about Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, Midah Cheres Yesh Behem, says the Gemara. Hillel, Midah Cheres Hayolai. He had a different Midah. What was his Midah? Yom Yom Yam Aslanu. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides every day, like the man. I don't take the man today for Tuesday, not for Thursday, not for Shabbos. The man falls today. You know, if that's what Hillel says. Yom Yom Yam Aslanu. He feeds us day by day. And every day he would get his share of fish and flesh and chicken and whatever it was that he got, and he would say, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me a beautiful fish for today. What about Shabbos? I'll worry about Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. I'm not going to get to it today. Whole different worldview. So, the Machlokes Hillel and Shabbai. Shabbai was living a whole week for Shabbos, and Hillel was not. Hillel was living for the day. What are they arguing about? What? You're hot tonight.
They're arguing about whether, Hillel says that when you mechadish. Oh yeah. So Beis Shammai wants to keep old. He wants to keep, the leftovers of Shabbos and use them for food for the upcoming week. Whereas Hillel, every day he wants something new. He wants to sort of.
So let's do better. Let's do a little bit better. Sheshes Yomim Tasim Lachtecha. How do you look at it? How do you view the world? How do you view the week? Do you view the week? Do you view the weekdays
as a day in itself, or
as a day unto itself, or just as a hachana for Shabbos? Do you view life as a hachana for Olam Haba, or do you view life as an end unto itself? Even though we, of course, agree that there's Olam Haba and we're looking forward to it, but the fact is life just about Shabbos? Or is Sunday also a day? Is Monday also a day? Do you say the Sheshes Yimei Hamasa? Hashem created the sun and the earth and the rain and the rivers and the birds. Do you say that was all the cover Shabbos Kodesh? Or do we say that no? Yov Yov Yamaslot was Machlokes Hillel and Shabbai. Does the whole week have any validity at all other than it's there for Shabbos? So Shammai says it's all about Shabbos. Hillel says it's not all about Shabbos. Shabbos is holy. Shabbos is special, but it's not all about Shabbos. It's about this minute. It's about living for this moment. So it works like this. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says. A what? I don't think so. Mamash Beis Shammai. Olam Hazad Doima Leproizdar.
Yeah.
Lifnei Olam Habashu Atraklin. Right. This is the basis of the whole sefer. that this world is nothing. The world that you and I are living in right now is nothing. It is nothing but a hallway into the world to come. So says the Mesil Shishar. To stop and to enjoy this world too much. It's just about getting through it, says the Mesil Shishar. Perspective. Okay, that's a perspective. I saw in my Mesil Shishar, I got a fancy one. He brings on the bottom of the page that v'loikein mashma midivrei harambam b'mer nevuchim. The Rambam b'mer nevuchim says mefurish. I looked it up. That olam hazad doima leproister. That's true. The world is a prostor, but the world is also, it is a hallway into the world to come. But there's also a lot happening in this world. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a dira b'tachtonim. Right, he wants a dira b'tachtonim. He wants to have a base of mikdash here, and he wants to have tikkun olam, and he wants there to be chesed here, and he wants us to leave something, a legacy behind us in this world. Is it all about the next world? No. What's the point of leaving a legacy in this world if it's all about the next world? What's the point of having children if it's all about the next world? Let me just get through here as fast as I can, as easy as I can, and let me get the heaven out of here. Get into heaven, however you want to look at it. Right?
Makes a lot of sense.
So you have machlokes, Mesil Shisharim, and the Rambam. I think that's the same machlokes as Hillel and Shammai. Do you buy everything L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh? Or not L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, you buy everything for that moment. Yom 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 Aslanu. Shabbos is the same as Olam Haba. That's the mashal. Olam Haba is Yom Shekulo Shabbos. It's another shaila. Like, is the whole world just to get to the time of Mashiach? Is that the whole purpose? 6,000 years, we all got to go through all this stuff?
I don't think so.
So, Mashiach is a time, Geula is a time, great time. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umnucha Lechaye Olam Haba. It's an eternal time of Shabbos. Everything's Masukin. But that's not, you know, Hashem could have just made Geula. But before Geula, there needs to be Golus. The Golus also has a Tachlis. There's a Tachlis. So this is, I'm not saying this way, that way. I'm just saying something to think about. The Mesil Shisharim or the Rambam. Two ways to look at it. So Mamela. Mela comes out the same machlokes as we have here. Is it better for a person to be created or a person not to be created? Because if the whole world, if the whole week is just for Shabbos, so Amar Rav Yaakov, Olam Hazad Doimer L'Proizder L'Proizder Pirkei Avos Doimer L'Proizder L'Tnei Olam Haba Haski Natsvuchah B'Proizder Kadesh Tuchel L'Sat L'Kaneis L'Trak. So it's a Pirkei Avos Perkdal. If it's all about this, that all it is a prosdar, if that's like a thought, so that, then it seems to me it's mutav lashloi nivra. What are you putting me in this prosdar for? If I could already be in the traklin, what's the point of going into the prosdar? Okay, so the answer is you can gain something in the prosdar, and by gaining something in the prosdar, you got a better deal in the traklin. You with me?
But isn't that what the Rambam says also? He said that there's that yes, the ideal, the Ikar is the next world, but there's also value in this world.
That's what I'm saying, the Rambam says. The Rambam argues with the Mesil Shisharim.
But what you're saying right now, okay, man.
I'm saying according to the Mesil Shisharim. You can argue both ways. You know, far be it for me to take sides amongst Gedolei Hador. Certainly amongst Hillel and Shammai. Who could take a side? But what I'm saying is that it seems to me that this is the Machlokes all the way around. Is it better for a person to be created, or is it better not to be created? See, I'll tell you something just interesting. You have different lashonos in Chazal. You have Gemara says, as I keep on quoting, Olam Hazad Doimer L'Proizder, Olam Haba Doimer L'Trakon. That's one idea. There's another idea of Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos Yoichel B'Shabbos. Misha Lo Tarach Be'erev Shabbos Ma Yoichel B'Shabbos. Which means simply, if you're busy on Erev Shabbos, cooking, buying, doing the stuff you need to do, then you can have Shabbos, because Shabbos is not allowed to do all that stuff. You can't cook. So either you cooked it or you didn't cook it. So Misha Tarech by Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says this as a mashal for Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. That if you work in this world, if you cook in this world, you can eat in the next world. If you didn't cook in this world, Ma Noicha B'Shabbos, what are you going to take from, what are you going to eat from in the world to come? Do you think that that's the same? How does that sound to you? Mishat Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos. Does that sound like the Mesillas Yesharim, or does it sound like the Rambam? Or does it sound like Beis Hillel, or does it sound like Beis Shammai?
Hillel and Rambam.
Please substantiate your remarks. Why? It's interesting. Meditate on it for a second. Mishat Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos.
Oh, nice. No, I take that back. One second. It really needs to look at it both ways, but I could say on the side of Beis Shammai and Mishas Sharm that the goal is Shabbos, but the only reason why we're here is because we're supposed to, involve ourselves here just so we can get there.
I don't hear it that way. I'll tell you why. Because there's a problem. What am I going to do on Shabbos if I'm not Torah and Erev Shabbos? Good. Doesn't mean that the whole reason why Hashem created Erev Shabbos was for Shabbos. It's not the right lovedness. The lovedness says, keep in mind, I'll give you an example. Keep in mind as you go through life and as you work to put aside money for your retirement. Mm-hmm. Every time I read this in the newspapers, then I get like a stomachache. keep in mind. So, what does that mean? Does that mean that your whole life, you're working and you're saving and you're deciding? Also, I should have X amount during my retirement, or no? That's not what it means. It means that live your life, live day by day, enjoy yourself. Make sure you're doing a good job. And put something aside for retirement. Don't forget about, there's going to come a time you're not going to be able to work. Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos. Yoichol B'Shabbos. No, only a fool would say that my first 66 years of my life, I'm working for so that I can go to Boca and get a, early bird dinner. And I mean, it's a ridiculous notion. Of course, worry about your retirement, because who's going to worry about you? Your employers are going to worry about you. So pay your Social Security and buy your CDs and do whatever you're supposed to do so that you can retire. Very good. That's a nice, responsible thing to do. But that's not the ikkar of life. Who knows if you're going to make it that long?
Yeah.
See, Scheinberg or Shiva always said like this. He says, used to say, everybody talking about making a living, making a living, making a living. So he's so busy making a living. He says, when are you going to start living, actually?
Yeah.
When does actual living happen? You spend your whole life making a living. Then, you finally reach, this retirement thing, and then you say, I'm not making a living now. I got to be very careful. I can't do this, I can't do that. So your whole life is mitzumtzum. It's not a daras. You got to live. Got to live each moment. Got to live each moment. So this is really the same machlokes between Hillel and Shama. Misha Tarach, if you say the Lashon is Olam Hazeh Doim Alupro, one Lashon of Chazal, Olam Hazeh Doim Alupro is there with Olam Haba, that means that this world is nothing. That's the way the Mesillas Yesharim explains the Gemara. If you learn Misha Tarach by Erev Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos, means, of course, keep an eye on the ball and don't forget about Olam Haba, because there you can't do any Maisim. You're totally in the Maisim from this world, but of course this world is the Iker. The Iker. Could very well be that this world, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I like this world. Maybe this world, okay, Olam Haba, you did your thing in this world. Maybe this world is the Iker, and Olam Haba is, okay, now you're in retirement.
Rambam says that?
No. But the Rambam does say that this world has a benefit too. This world also has something to do. I bring you a clear raya. Like, what is the point of leaving? I mean, everybody talks about leaving a legacy. Leave over Sparta, build a yeshiva, start a YMCA, have children. What's the point?
Can't that all just be also the rig up for the next world too?
But so I'm just doing it for points.
I'm
having children and teaching them so that they can get out in this world
just so they can do the same thing.
Yeah,
it's a depressing idea.
Yeah.
But okay, Beishabai, I guess I'll like that. Beishabai, I'll like that. So we understand the Shiloh is clear. We don't have to pass it. I think it's based on Beishabai. Rambam and Silas Sharm. But what's the real depth of the machlokes? The real depth of the machlokes is that Beis Hillel holds dafka ba'olam hazeh, dafka ba'aretz. That's where things have to be developed. If you're going to dismiss olam hazeh from this picture and call it only a hallway, so then how can you say that the tachlis of the whole Torah was to come into olam hazeh? Doesn't work. So Hillel l'shitasai has to hold. When I say l'shitasai, I don't mean because he said a certain gemara. I mean Hillel l'shitasai's whole raison d'etre, his whole purpose in life was to bring the Torah into this world and have it come out from this world. So now how can you call this world a prose star?
Yeah.
Doesn't work. I think it's 7 phone calls during this year. Positive buzzer. Yeah? Okay, so if we understand Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, so you can also understand, by the way, just before we close up here, a person should be, says the Gemara, Lo'ilam te onav kish Hillel, I'll take kaptav kish Shammai.
What does that mean?
So you should be a humble like Hillel, and not Kapton, not be makbid, like Shammai. So, usually, superficially translated, be a nice guy. Hillel's a nice guy, Shammai's a...
Just means you should be more open to this world and more...
Oh, so what does it really mean? It means that if you're an anav, see, to be a kapton, to be aluf,
yeah,
is to believe that I'm just being makabalit from the generation before. The generation before was better than this generation. Here I am stuck in this generation. I'll tell you what they said. Of course, there's a lot of emes to that. The chain has to keep on going. But, you know, if we can live in the time of the Vilna Gaon, or in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, or in the time of the Rambam, or the time of Rav and Abaye, of course, we're living in a better world. If I can access information from the Rashba, the Ritva, directly, and bring it into this world, I've got better Torah than if I hear something from Rav Baruch Ber, or from Rav Soloveitchik, or Brisk, or something like that. Right?
That's not the point.
But according to Hillel, that's for sure not the way it works. The way it works is that everything. So to be a kapton means be quiet and listen. Don't ask me any questions. I'm telling you the emes. This is where it's coming from. To be an unav is to say, let me put it out there. What do you guys think? This is the way Hillel learns. An unav. Ad kidei kach, that people would come and ask him the Gemara says stupid questions. You know, why do Africans have big feet? It's a Gemara. Shalul Hillel. You know, why do people, I don't remember who, have wide heads? And he would answer them. Whatever a human being has to say is important. So since everything that a human being has to say is important, So the last Omek Hadavar is this, and I mentioned this before. I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but now I want to re-mention it and understand it on a better level. That Hordus, Herod, was a tyrant. He was a mass murderer. He killed Tarak Talmidei Chachamim. And suddenly, 33 years into his malchus, he became like a nice guy. Like somehow mellowed out, became a nice guy. Started building the Beis Hamikdash. Mishalai Rab Binyan Hordus, like Rab Binyan Yafamiyam. You can see the
binyan of Hordas, the Gemara says, the Beis HaMikdash, he remodeled the Beis HaMikdash, he remodeled every Yerushalayim. He created a social welfare situation for the Chacham. So one minute he's killing them, the other minute he's helping them. What happened to him? 33 years in the spouseless, he stopped being a tyrant and he started being a tzaddik. So what happened is, I mentioned this once. That's the Gemara Bava Basra, Bava Ben Huta.
Yeah.
But what happened exactly at 33 years of his malchus is that Hillel became the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. It was exactly the moment of 33 years into his malchus that Hillel became the Nasi, and when Hillel became the Nasi, it changed everything, including the heart of Herod. Because Hillel created a new paradigm here in Klal Yisrael, and that is, he grabbed the remote control. It's all about the Oretz. We can control, this is the Omed HaDover. Hillel saying that by bringing things into this world and changing what we do in this world, we change everything in Shemayim, and then we change everything back in Oretz. Everything changes. In other words, the controls were no longer from top to bottom. The controls now work also from bottom to top. So Hillel comes along, he becomes a Nasi. What's his first Torah for the whole generation? What's the first thing he says? Having me Talmidu Shal Aaron. You should be a Talmud of Aaron, Oyev Shalom, Radev Shalom, Oyev Sabriyas, Makarav and Lutayra. The world was Kaptan to Shammai. Let's take a new approach. Because if we take this new approach, then we will in fact evaporate into the Shemayim, a world of Aaronism, a world of Chesed, of Shalom, and that'll bring Shalom into this world. Because what Hillel was really saying, in the real deep aspect of it, what Hillel was really saying was that we can control things from down here. The Torah is ours. Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Va'aretz Nasan Livnei Ha'adam. Once we make the bracha, the earth becomes ours, and once the earth becomes ours, we can control it. How do we control? We're controlling through this whole Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, the whole Shechad Shar Aleph, written just on this point, that from where we sit, through doing chesed, through learning Torah, through even machshava, we can change everything that happens in the Shemayim, change everything here. So this was what Hillel understood.
Hmm?
That's Hillel. It's Hillel all the way.
It doesn't say anything about Hashem helping us out.
No, of course, Hashem helps us. I'm all for God, but what the point was, Hashem created a system where the ultimate system comes out Hashem creates the circle, and the way the circle works is it could be Malachim that are controlling things, it could be Hashem Himself that's controlling things, or it could be Adam that's controlling things. When the world comes to its tachlis, the purpose of the world is to control the Shemayim. Latov. Of course, you know, the people in the Migdal Bavel also wanted to control the world, but they wanted to control Lera. We do it through the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to do it through the Migdal Bavel. Migdal, the Gematria Ulam. Migdal Bavel is the same idea. Nala Hashemayim v'nasa l'anushim. Okay, what I want to get to the next week is I want to show how this played out. This is the yesod of Hillel Shammai, very important. As I say, you can test it with every Hillel and Shammai in the book. But what we want to do is see how it developed through history and the machlokes that came. Go through the Gemara and Brachos, Tanur Shalach Hanoi.
How many are there?
There are halachas like Shammai. Three. Even more important than that, the Arizal tells us that the Yemos HaMashiach, the halacha is going to be Kishamai, not Kehillel.
Yeah.
So what do we do with that? Okay. Sorry, Chiyan.
Won't be sorry.
Hold, so fasten your seatbelt. You know, like.
Well, I mean, we did discuss it.